Friends, grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So this morning we read about Philip being called as a disciple of Jesus. And it seems so simple. All Jesus does is say, come and follow me. And he does it. But then Philip is out there telling all of his friends what's going on. He says, we found the guy Moses is talking about. He has a name, it's Jesus from Nazareth. And then, like we all tend to do, can anything good come from Nazareth? Philip says, come and see. Professor from Luther Seminary said this. He said, today's gospel tells us how evangelism works. The Christian faith is passed from person to person. That's how it starts with Jesus, and that's how it's been for 2,000 years. Come and see. Those three words are at the heart of evangelism for Christianity. Evangelism, it can have all kinds of definitions. But today, I think that evangelism for us, based on this scripture, is about invitation. Come and see. But this is more than just a come and see what we do with our friends feeding friends ministry. It's more than come and check out our book exchange, which is today. It's more than come and see the relationship we've built with El Salvador. Come and see our wonderful choir. See, the invitation to come and see is an invitation to abide in God. When we evangelize, we invite people to come and see how the story that we play out every Sunday through the liturgy is renewing us through Jesus. It's a summons of the Holy Spirit using our words to experience the communal lives that we have as Christians. But when we invite people, they're going to notice that we are broken people. They're going to figure out that we all don't have our stuff together. We're all dealing with something. With divorce or death, with sickness, with emotional scars from our childhood, the pain from abuse, the insecurity and shame and worry and fear. And there's lots and lots and lots of messing up. See, when they come and see, they're being welcomed into a hospital full of sick patients that need healing. See, when we invite people, we're not asking them to become members of a museum of saints. We're inviting them to be admitted into a hospital full of sinners. Jesus said, it's not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners. When here, people will detect that we're willing to take risk and admit that we're sick. We're willing to admit our pain and our brokenness and our sin. That's part of the reason that we almost every Sunday begin our worship at the font with a confession and forgiveness. Because we're all coming here together and saying, this is who we are and understand ourselves to be. We're sick, we're sinners, and we need to confess that in order to receive healing. When they come and see, they're going to experience that we are patients who admit that we cannot heal ourselves, but we need the great physician to heal us. Come and see is ultimately an invitation to watch how we are being healed and so that people can be healed themselves. See, Jesus knows every physical and spiritual want that we have even before we do, and we are called to invite other people to meet Jesus. And we as Lutherans, we confess, part of our confessions is that Jesus meets us in two very specific ways. In Scripture, and in the sacraments. We may find God in other parts of our lives and in the world and each other, and that's great, but we are promised that we will find God in Scripture and the sacraments, whether we feel it or not. And when the people are here, they're going to meet a doctor lessening our pain, bandaging our wounds, healing our sickness, advising us on how to let the scars fade, and bringing the dead back to life. And then coaching us on how to live in between our sessions. Friends, we are a people who are currently in the process of becoming well, but this process is not for the faint of heart. Because it's a lifelong journey. Come and see is an invitation to be admitted to Good Shepherd Lutheran Hospital and to experience the healing of God's grace. See, getting to know Jesus has a profound effect on people. I don't think one can read the Gospels and not notice how when people meet Jesus, something happens. The Canaanite woman who touched the hem of Jesus' cloak is healed. The blind man at Bethsaida goes away seeing. The Roman centurion has a child healed. Zacharias, his life is turned around and he stops cheating people out of their taxes. And the woman at the well, she has a change of heart. When people meet Jesus, they are changed. So that's how it's worked since the beginning of Christianity. People have invited one another and said, come and see. One person says to a friend or a family member or a coworker, I follow Jesus and I'm going to invite you to follow him too. And then the church grows and people have children and those children are brought in and baptized. It's always been a person-to-person invitation. But I want to be really clear on this. We are not inviting people to membership. Let's not confuse membership with discipleship. See, being a church member is actually really easy. Y'all know what it, you know how you're a church member? What it says to be a member of the church? What are the two things? You give once a year, and then what? Once every 2 years. That's what it takes to be a member here. Nowhere in Scripture did Jesus command us to go and make members. He said, go and make disciples of all nations. See, discipleship, it's different than membership. Discipleship is way harder than membership. A disciple is a student of Jesus who is shaped and guided by Jesus' teachings. A disciple has habits that train their spiritual muscles to shape and guide their lives. And in order to do this, disciples, they pray and they meditate. Disciples study Scripture on their own and in a community. And they do this so that they can learn the language of faith and know how that God has worked in the past so they can see clearly how God is working in the present and how God will work in the future. Disciples are in deep fellowship with each other. They seek out the comfort and the encouragement of Christian community. They are known by each other. They know others, they are held accountable and they're encouraged in their Christian faith in the journey. Disciples worship in community and their whole lives, not just on Sunday morning, is seen as worship to the Creator. Disciples, they serve the church by contributing to its ministries. And they serve the world beyond their congregation. Disciples are generous with their time. They are generous with their God-given talents. They are generous with their money. A disciple is someone who puts into practice habits in order to be shaped by Jesus. See, you can be a member here without being a disciple. But you can't be a disciple and not be a member. Because discipleship entails all the membership stuff. Automatically. So we invite people into a relationship with Jesus, into discipleship. So friends, at some point, somebody said to you, come and see. Whether you were baptized into the church, whether you were invited by your friends, or whether you just stumbled in here on a Sunday morning, Jesus is saying to each of you, follow me. So when you're outside the church and somebody asks you, well, can anything good come from Christianity? Can anything good come from the church? Or can anything good come from people who believe in God? What will you say? Amen.